invite you to follow along in your Bible as I read. Matthew 19:14. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of his word. I think you can see from the enthusiasm that was demonstrated by our students at Bible school this morning in presenting you the songs that we learned that everyone enjoyed Vacation Bible School last week. We all had a great time, and I want to thank Amanda and Teresa, our co-directors, and all the volunteers who gave their time and talents to help make this a great week with all their hard work. Those in attendance learned about the attributes of God. We sang songs, as you can see, to glorify Him. We created crafts which remind us of God when we look at them. We played games in a spirit of Christian fellowship with others, which taught us sportsmanship and also taught us that Christians can have fun each day. Workers were privileged, I believe, to have an opportunity to work with the most precious assets in God's kingdom. That is the children and the youth. We read in our text today how much Jesus thought about these children. His disciples were not going to allow them to approach Jesus. He had gone to Judea and was healing and teaching, and some children wanted to come to him, and the disciples were stopping them, and Jesus told them to allow the children to come unto him because the kingdom of heaven belonged to them. And I hope this text reminds each and every one of us that we have a responsibility as believers and followers of Christ. And that responsibility is to allow children to come to know Jesus, to encourage and to help them grow as children of God. Now, I know I am mainly preaching to the choir, that most of you here bring your children to church when the worship service and Sunday school is being offered. But some of the children who attend Bible school each year are unchurched, and the only contact with God's Word and with God is through attending Vacation Bible School each year. These children rarely, if ever, come to Sunday school or worship service because their parents do not come. And I want to, if you will, allow me a personal observation. Sunday school is very important in a child's life. In fact, it's very important in everyone's life. It's more important, I believe, than worship service. And that may sound strange coming from your pastor, but in Sunday school, God's Word is studied and explained in depth. Students have an opportunity to express their opinion, their point of view in a discussion setting. They have an opportunity to ask questions. They have the opportunity to interact with their teachers and to interact with each other. In worship service, the pastor expands on God's Word. And I think that is good for us to be exposed to an in-depth, maybe, study of a parable or of a section of the Bible. But he or she does not engage in a discussion with the congregation. The pastor does not ask anyone to pose questions during the sermon. There is no study book containing lessons to review before each sermon. congregants do not get to discuss the subject matter of the sermon out loud among themselves during the service. Children need that interaction. They need that exposure. They need to be attending Sunday school and worship. And we as parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles have a responsibility to do all in our power to have our kids and grandkids bring their children to church, to bring them to Sunday school, to bring them to worship service. The parents and children both need to be in God's house, to learn of Him and His Word. And I'm talking about a child of mine and grandchildren of mine, so I know of what I speak. We need, as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, we need to encourage these parents to bring their children, not just for vacation Bible school, not just when we have a special event or cookout or hayride or something like that. We need to encourage them to come on a regular basis and to be exposed themselves and their children to God's Word. And I believe God will hold us accountable for the efforts we make or do not make to ensure that children have a knowledge of Him. Obviously, Jesus thought it was very important. He told His own disciples, "Allow the children to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them." We need to give our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, an opportunity to accept God as their, accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and we must witness to their parents as well. So I hope you will keep these remarks in mind as you leave here today and go out into the weeks and months ahead and prepare to start a new promise to God that you will take every opportunity to witness to your children and grandchildren, to those with whom you work, to those parents of children that come each year to Bible school but do not attend church otherwise. Ask God to provide you with the courage and the wisdom to speak for these children so that they may have the opportunity to, for eternal life like each and every one of us have. And as always, if you have had the Holy Spirit touch your heart sometime this week or during this service, as we watch the children demonstrate what they learned about God, we invite you to admit to God your sinners, to your sin, confess to Him that you have sinned, and come forward and make that a public profession of your faith. And if you wish to join this body of believers, I'll be glad to talk with you regarding that. But we invite you to come as we sing a hymn of invitation, number 305. And again, we invite you to stand as we sing.